Han turned the comm back on.
So yeah, Bossin, we're all not very excited about that deal. Here's another scenario. Why don't you go wait for me on Tatooine, and I'll have the money sent directly to you. You can give Jabba his share, explain the misunderstanding, and everyone wins.
Behind him, the navigation computer gave a series of clicks and restarted. Scarlet moved over to it, then whispered to Han. Where to?
Anywhere fast,
he mouthed back at her.
Solo, my boy. It hurts that you think I'm so dim about the wits. Even the pain of my severed hand is nothing compared with how your contempt makes me feel. If you ever wondered why you're so unpopular, that might be it. You just think you're so much better than everyone else.
I have lots of friends, Han said.
No, my dear boy, you don't. What you've got are accomplices.
Scarlet was busily programming the jump computer. Chewbacca seemed to have everything running well. Han leaned back in his chair with a grin Bossin couldn't see and said,
You got me there. As always, you see right through me.
I bet you were congratulating yourself on escaping a Star Destroyer, eh?
Scarlet gave him a narrow I-told-you-so look.
Well, Han said, I wouldn't go so far as...
It was me, boy. Might have sent a panicky message on Imperial Channel that a Rebel fleet was inbound. Bigger threat, needing all the resources available to meet inglorious battle or some such. Bounced it off one of their out-system watch posts. Take them a bit of part of an hour to be sure you weren't a distraction.
That worked?
Han asked, wondering why he'd never thought to do it.
So are you going to make me kill you? Or are you going to shut down your drive and we can handle this in person, like gentlemen? You never know. My good word and Jabba's ear might save you a world of pain.
Chewbacca looked into the cockpit and growled out a question. Han pointed up at the top turret. The Wookiee chuffed and shambled off.
Your concern for my well-being does you credit after I shot your hand off,
Han said.
Are you trying to provoke me? Or are you just stalling for time?
No, not at all, Han said. Just want to make sure I have your attention when I give you my answer.
Well, you've got it.
Bossin was saying, but Han killed the comm channel to him.
Let him have it,
Han said to Chewbacca on the internal comm. The upper turret let loose with a barrage of fire that hammered Bossin's ship, and Han threw the throttle to maximum.
Almost done?
He asked Scarlet.
Nearly, she said. I think that guy really hates you.
I'm not too fond of him. It won't matter in a minute. Chewie, keep hitting him in the face until we jump.
The Wookiee growled back, but the fire from the upper turret never let up.
Okay, Scarlet said. Just about ready.
I hope you know what you're doing. Here we...
Han's go was drowned out by the squawking of a proximity alarm. The ship rocked as Bossin unloaded a barrage of laser cannon fire. The blast struck across the top of the ship, one of them even hitting the cockpit. The shield alarms began blaring again.
Go, go, go!
Scarlet yelled. She was yelling at the computer, not him. Something physical slammed into the back of the Falcon, like a hammer blow. Bossin's ship had fired a missile into them, but the damage didn't seem too severe. A dud, but there would be another one in seconds. Chewbacca charged into the cockpit, howling in anger.
Buckle up, Han told him. We're leaving right now.
Wait, Scarlet said. There's a missile stuck in the ship. Won't it blow up if we...
She never finished. Han pulled back the throttle on the hyperdrive, and the stars disappeared in a swirl of light.